Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What I wonder is, does Paolo Banchero fall? And if he does, does that fall into the Sacramento Kings lap at number four? Like, if we went, let's kill your dream. Let's shoot sharp up to three for the Houston Rockets. And now you have a situation where there's Jaden Ivey with the position concerns that you've outlined already on this show. There's Paolo Banchero there too, who I think is a more prominent four, but at Duke was a 4-5 combo. Who do you ride with there?
Yeah, that was not even close for me.
That's Paolo?
Yeah.
Let's end the Jaden Ivey thing. Let's say Jaden Ivey moves into the top three, and it becomes Sharp or Paolo. Is it still Paolo?
I think it's Paolo. It's not as quick as it is. And I know it sounds great. No disrespect to Jaden Ivey, but I like Paolo more than Jaden Ivey. I like him slightly more than Jaden. But yeah, this is Paolo.
I don't see him dropping.
I know James have talked about this, and there's been a lot of talk about. I don't see those guys dropping.
Any of those three?
No, I don't see him dropping. And I was going through some stuff today before the show, actually, and all three of those guys, Jabari, Chet, and Paolo, they fit those three teams better than Shaden and Jaden Ivey do, any of those three teams.
Yeah.
You look at Orlando, they got Suggs and Cole Anthony. They're going big.
Jabari might be the best player in the draft.
He might be.
Like, he's legit.
He might be. You got them. They got Wendell Carter still there, but maybe some things today. They think maybe Franz Wagner can play the three. So now, if you go Chet, you got Chet.
You mean Franz Wagner?
Franz Wagner. All rookie team.
All rookie team. That's right.
King should have took him. King should have took
him. King's absolutely. Kenny, if you had to do it over again, would you want the Sacramento Kings to take Franz Wagner magically? Would you want them to magically draft him?
Want them to go beat up the Magic and steal their pick from him?
The wild part about it, the amount of times that question came in was just extraordinary. Franz Wagner's cooking. What do you think now? Like, what do you want to do? Like, what do you mean? What do we do? I don't know.
I think one of the bigs, probably Chet, to be honest with you, which I agree with you. I don't know, but. Probably Chet.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
He fits what they want to do. You go to OKC, you got Shea and Giddy. You're probably going Paolo or Jabari there. You're not going. I mean, you could. You could go Shaden or Jaden for any of these things. Like, you can make the argument. Like, Shaden's a better prospect than Cole Anthony. Or Shaden's a better. You get him and you trade SGA. Or. You get Shaden and Ivy, and you move Kevin Porter Jr. You can make the argument everywhere. I just don't think it happens. Like, there's no need to do that. So you go get you're OKC, you go get Jabari Smith and you pair him with SGA and Giddey. You're Houston. You go get Paolo and you pair him up with Sengun and Jalen Green and all these guys, and now you're balancing out the roster. You move Christian Wood maybe to Sacramento for Harrison Barnes or something like
that's a James Hamm long desire is the Christian Wood acquisition.
I to be honest with you, I would take Jabari and Paolo at four over those two, Jaden and Shaden. We talked about it a little bit. I don't know if I'd take Chet over those two. I'm not sold if Chet on Chet.
Chet's not getting to four. Like that's not happening.
No, he's not. He's not getting to four.
There's just obviously something there that I guess we collective we don't see. He stood out defensively, and maybe that's it. Like he stood out defensively for Gonzaga. Like that was clear. But I also I'm always quick to point this out. The Trae Young train, I missed it. In terms of complete games, like I missed it. Trae went nuts in like October and November and like middle of December. So I'm like, all right, let me watch this kid before the tournament starts. Mm-hmm. Go watch the second half of that season. I don't want to say he was terrible, but he wasn't leading. Yeah, he wasn't leading SportsCenter.
Teams on top
and I was just sitting there like, I'm watching Oklahoma games every week. Like, this is the kid right here? Oh, man. I'd convinced myself. Thankfully, I was wrong. I ruined this kid's career. Second I started watching, he stunk. I ruined it. He was lighting it up when I was watching him on SportsCenter when I tried to watch Oklahoma play. It didn't happen. DeAndre Ayton is the one. I was like, we went from Michael Porter Jr. to DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah, I wasn't sold on
like DeAndre you talk Ayton. About like I mean he looked like DeAndre Ayton played college basketball like he hated it. Like he'd be on the floor like, I don't wanna be here. There has to be something better for me to do. He's obviously turned into a fine ball player. The circumstances around him in Phoenix now are a little sketchy, and it does not fit. Even though, you know, Phoenix, oh, yeah, we're going to get that taken care of when it's time. Like that, there's something off with those two right there. But DeAndre's turned into he's a fine basketball player.
Yeah, he's good.
But that's another one.
He's a good ball player.
I didn't get it. When I watched Gonzaga this year, and obviously they were all over the place, it's like, really, number one. Okay. All right. Cool.
Speaking of Aiden, I just think back to last postseason when he's very good. Aiden is very good. But when Bill Simmons came on there, he's like, "Is he David Robinson?"
Oh, jeez. Oh my god, dude. No. He is not. He is, in fact, not David Robinson.
Oh, man. But,
fine ball Chet, player, though. Fine
Chet is, I see, like, he's one of those guys, almost like Anthony Davis, who I think he shot up in height at some point in high school. So he you know, has some guard skill sets. Maybe he just didn't really get a chance to show him too much at Gonzaga because of the way they played and having Timmy there and everything that was needed. But I didn't really see too much of that this year. One thing that I think about that I don't think will be an option in the NBA is they talk about, like, he's a guy that can stretch the floor, and he didn't shoot well in college. Like, he didn't shoot the ball, but, like, he was the pick-and-pop guy. He was the guy that Timmy and everybody would kick out to, and he wasn't this great shooter. I just laugh at that a little bit because I do think he'll be a better shooter in the NBA, and that won't be an issue. But yeah, I don't know, man. There's something about Chet that I just I'm not, like I think he's gonna be good, but when people talk about yo can't miss type guy, like I don't see that from him. I don't see that at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.